my song, singing loud and strong, grooving all day long. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my stroll. I'll be high stepping, y'all, letting the joy unfold.
Man, how y'all doing in the building right now, man? Let me quench my thirst. You heard me?
Ooh, quench that thirst.
Let me quench my thirst. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, Mr.
How you gonna Swallow? Start the show with dry mouth, Mr. Black Sheep?
Man, that's what that weed do to you, bro.
All right, man. It's been a long time. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, we really do apologize, y'all. Really.
You know, it's been so long. We had to have us a little one of our listeners come sit in on the show. You know.
Oh yeah, most definitely. My boy Matt here.
He said he been waiting a month. It's been a month, man.
He's been a boy. You want to come chime in on the mic real quick?
How y'all doing, guys?
Yeah, come step up here real quick. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Man, they can hear you from here.
Go ahead, right there.
How y'all doing, guys?
Real talk, man.
Man, it's good seeing y'all, you know.
Yeah, bro, we in this bitch, man. We so excited to do this episode, man. This is so raw. We don't give a fuck. We in this bitch here. I mean, yeah, anyway.
It's good. It's good.
We gonna try to do this our traditional way. News, you know what I'm saying? Little, just basically go through however it go. We gonna vibe through, you know what I'm saying? It's been a while since we've been in here, man. We trying to have y'all something to get ready for, you know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Well, look, man. Get to the news. Fuck coronavirus.
You know what, bro? I'm actually even though this shit has happened, bro, I have saved a good amount of money.
That's good. You ain't going out. You ain't going to do crazy stuff.
By the way, listeners, me and Mr. Swab, we about to move in. So we really about to keep this shit going. We about to, what we working on? We about to try to get two cars, try to raise some cars and shit.
Whoa, we in there.
They don't know. We got to let them know. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm in this bitch. I'm trying to give me a motherfucking cutlass, bro.
Oh, man. Cutlass, man. Might need you to get you a Caprice.
Damn, this nigga gonna bring out the Caprice, yeah, bro.
No, yeah, I do say, you know, if you got your eyes on that cutlass, man, get it.
Yeah, bro.
Only thing you do is get with the times, you know, maybe put some newer shit in there, you know, just a little bit, not much. Enough to keep a... on the road.
Of course, man. I'm so excited about this shit, man. Like I said, even though this corona shit happened, I know a lot of people had like a bad time, either you unemployed and all that bullshit, but we gonna blow up, y'all. Real talk,
man.
But next thing in the news, I don't know, man. I know people tired of hearing about it, but I'm gonna fucking say it, bro. Fucking the snitch is back home, y'all.
Oh yeah,
that nigga back. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe this man really came back and broke the fucking Instagram, bro. Not broke it, but he broke the record of Instagram's live views.
Fucking which was ridiculous, man.
Bro, the official record was like 30K, man? Or 50K?
Like
300K. 300K?
Yeah.
It was 300K? All right. Like 300K, that nigga did 2 mil.
Damn.
2 mil, son.
Oh, and then...
And less than how many? And how much?
And then he made 100 million in 4 days.
Man, that's wild, dude. I'm gonna let you know. The most I see of 6ix9ine would be like when I see my mom's story on Snapchat or something, you know, right underneath it, they be having shit about 6ix9ine. I see
dead ass.
Yeah, you know, like I really ain't been keeping up with like him personally. You know what I'm saying? And I seen the billboard. I seen he was, you know, starting some shit with maybe like Meek Mill, maybe like you know, who's that fucking Rich the Kid? Mm-hmm. You know, I seen he was starting some shit with a couple, maybe even 50. Maybe I seen some shit with 50.
Yeah, son, when he came home, bro, 50 was talking about, you know, he, you know, 50 stupid. He's like, and he's like, he ain't my child no more. That ain't my son. He belonged to his mother. He ain't mine no more. And 6ix9ine, look what 6ix9ine said, though. That nigga said, it wouldn't be the first time you abandoned your son.
Oh.
Because you know he got issues with his biological son. Yeah,
okay, wow.
Yeah, bro, so like...
Ooh.
Yeah, son, so like, and then like, I don't know if you remember when 50 Cent was on live, bro, and that nigga said, yeah, even though 6ix9ine snitched, I take him over my actual son, my biological son.
Maybe I did see something like that, yeah.
And then his son actually responded. I don't know if you saw that. His son said, you really take a rat over your blood, son? He said, that's some most suspect shit, bro. Like, I don't know what the fuck niggas on out there. And nigga said, I would never take a rat over my own blood. And nigga said, you tripping, bro.
Damn.
And to be honest, son.
Yeah, that's wild, dude.
That makes fucking sense.
Why would you say that?
Why? Yeah, like, come on, bro. Even if you don't have the best relationship with your son, bro, like, don't take no rat over the nigga, bro. If you said, come on, nah, you're doing too much.
So, man, you seen anything else in the news you want to bring up first?
Yes, Dirk released a new tape that's really been hot right now, bro. I forgot the name of it, but I think it's like Because You Waited or something like that.
Is it under Cash Money Record?
No, I don't think so. Wait, he signed a Cash Money? Dirk?
No. I'm not thinking about the right person.
You thought I said Turk, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
No, I said Dirk, like Lil Dirk
yeah.
from Chicago.
Who he signed with?
I think he signed with 300.
300?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, His shit going hard right now. Tory Lanez crazy ass.
Yeah.
It's called Just Cause Y'all Waited Too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That bitch bang, bro.
Check it out. I'm gonna check it out. Send it to me.
I will. I'm gonna send it to me. Tory Lanez and Quarantine Radio, nigga.
I did see that come out.
Yeah, he got the new Toronto 3.
You seen?
Came out.
You seen Zero put out a Quarantine tape?
Yes, I heard the whole thing.
I listened to that. Yeah,
I heard the whole thing. It was good. The only thing I didn't like about it when I heard it, all I hear is coronavirus.
Well, I mean, like,
coronavirus.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
And at the same time,
I don't hear about no motherfucking coronavirus. Then we in the coronavirus. But the bars go hard, though.
I guess it was just his little, you know.
But I didn't realize it was a quarantine tape, though.
Yeah, that's what it was for.
But because I asked him, I was like, bro, what's the name of this tape? He's like, Quarantine.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm like, makes sense.
And, like, I think, like, the first song on the mixtape, it was like, Like they live or something, you know, like they in a venue.
Yes. Talking about that nigga Zero ain't crazy.
He's like, they got too many people in here already. You know, we supposed to only have a few people. Fuck that.
That nigga said, yeah, man, I just think Zero was crazy. Mean that nigga, he seen a nigga walk, try to shake his hand. Nigga just moved away or pushed his hand away or some shit like that. And he was like, man, why you do that, bro? Bro was like, man, I went to the bathroom, man. I saw that nigga in the bathroom. That nigga didn't even wash his motherfucking hand. I ain't shaking that nigga hand. And then he's like, I got to thinking. I saw a bunch of niggas ain't wash their motherfucking hands. It make purpose. I ain't shaking these niggas' hands. These niggas ain't washing their motherfucking hands, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you lost your motherfucking mind.
Yeah, hope y'all been washing your hands, man.
Yeah, I've been doing that. You know, at work, we got heavy sanitation.
You know,
bro.
For any of y'all that did have to suffer from getting sick, you know, I apologize. Hope that y'all are right now, you know, if you're still going through it, man.
I really do hope that, man.
If you know somebody that went through it, maybe you lost somebody, hey, we put a little prayer out for y'all, man. We still here.
Oh, most definitely. Because,
luckily we ain't got sick, man. I mean, you know, I work two jobs. That should be hard, man, going back and forth. But, I mean, I don't do anything other than just go to my jobs, you know.
Yeah.
We safe at those jobs. We sanitize and wear masks. And
I know you sanitized at the funeral. I mean, not the funeral.
Yeah, at the funeral home, basically.
I can't believe I called the retirement home.
I work at an old folks' home, guys. And
that makes it so much worse. It's a place full of old people that I call the funeral home.
Work at an old folks' home. And, we got to keep that motherfucker clean, you know.
Before it turned into a funeral home, man.
Yeah. Luckily, like, man, we got a healthy patients, man. All or not patients,
yeah, you was telling me you was actually,
you know,
telling me about that. You actually like the residents that's over there. Yeah,
yep.
I remember you was telling me that when you first got over there.
Love it, man. Love
Is it better than the one by Remington?
Rosewood.
Yeah, Rosewood.
This place is a lot smaller. It's a little more fancy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Rosewood kind of is a little different.
Did you see that new one that they making that's off of Verrat, son?
That's, wait, on Verrat, where at?
It's across from the subway.
Across from the subway.
By Como, passing up Como, like the sign.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, bro, you know that Chevron that be on the right, son?
Yeah.
Right across the street, son.
In that empty spot?
Yeah, what they building, I think it's supposed to be a retirement home. Huh. Yeah, my mom trying to get on over there.
I wonder, okay, so We'll have to talk about that another time. Yeah. But, you know, like, I wonder if it's the same people I knew that was about to start building another one. Anyways. Yeah, I mean, what have you been doing, man?
Working. Just, you know, count my blessings, man. I still got a job, you know what I'm saying? My employers love me. Some of the employees love me. Some of the customers love me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, life's good, though. You know what I'm saying? Like Future say, no red bottoms on, but life is good. I'm done. Go ahead, bro. But really, honestly, bro, it's really been good. Like I said, I've been counting my blessings. You know what I'm saying? I've got a job, a good job. You know what I'm saying? While I'm striding, you know what I'm saying? Everything's going well. They just uplifted the shit so we can move around, so I'll be able to get me a whip, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, shit's actually falling together, you know what I'm saying? Hey, so I'm actually getting excited, man. I can't wait to move out, man. You know, nah.
We're not gonna tell everybody what my new car is, really, but you know what you think about my new car, man?
Oh, it's the shit. I fucks with it. That's why I wanted to get that Cutlass.
Oh yeah, man.
He don't want y'all to know what his new car is, but I'm telling you what mine is. Well, I'm getting me a Cutlass, bro. I'm watching me pull up on him.
And that old school thing. Hey, you know,
I had to get me old school, bro. And then when you told me about the prices on insurance and shit.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. I definitely got to get me two cars on the insurance.
And then, like, being that they're so old, you can go ahead and, like, if you apply for, like, a classic car insurance,
yeah,
it they'll give you a lot more coverage for about that same price, that cheap price. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild.
That's what's up, man.
Like, those people that do the big classic car auctions and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
they have, like, insurance you can get through them on classic cars, especially something like what you're looking at
that's
that clean.
Yeah, but what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a little Ford Focus, you know what I'm saying? When you get the insurance from the classic cars, will they be able to still fuck with the...
Depends, yeah. Sometimes they will. Or sometimes, some will, like... So, like, say, you know, you might pay a certain insurance rate for that kind of car. And then, like, they'll do, like, you know, that classic car rate for yours, depending. And, like, you can register it as, like, an antique and shit, too. You can do cool shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah. See, you can get, like, weird plates that other people don't have.
What year is that? That's a 74, right?
The one that you're looking at?
Yeah.
It's 78.
78?
Yeah, 78.
All right. That was a 74. Look at me, I'm 4 years old.
And mine's an 84, so, you know, it's a... It'd be about the same kind of thing. It's pretty cool.
I can't wait till I whip that bitch, boy. Cause I remember when he first got that bitch from Texas, bro. And he was like, I mean, you want it, bro, I'm gonna need you by like this much for it. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm charging you this much. And I'm so glad that nigga said that, bro. When he told me the price for that shit, I ain't gonna tell y'all the price, cause you know what I'm saying? Fuck that, I got a plug on this shit. The price for this car, son, y'all ain't gonna get no price for this car.
Yeah.
Nowhere like this.
No.
And this car is in grade A condition for the year it's in.
Top notch, man.
It just needs some TLC, baby. A
little bit of love, some new tires.
No, some table letters and chairs. I'm lying. Y'all
tripping.
I'm lying. But yeah, some tender love and care, bro. It's just certain parts that's missing on it that it's gonna need. You know, that to be changed within a couple of years.
Well, you know what's good about that, right?
What's up?
Man, GM, baby. Grab the parts catalog.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Man, them parts are still being made, some of them.
You think so?
Oh, I'm telling you. They got books. You can just order, like, say your floor pan rusted out.
Yeah.
You can get new floor pans. You cut them out, weld them right
How
in.
How much is for the subscription for the shit?
Oh, you just go to like the parts store, or like you can look online for some platforms.
They'd be taxing for that shit?
No, not really. I mean, like it'd be like buying parts for a new car. You know what I'm saying? Or like a regular price, you know, replacement part. All
right.
Like and, you know, like the Mustangs everybody likes to build and whatnot, like the older ones. They still make bodies for these kind of cars and stuff. You know, all kind of replacement parts, like. How I replaced my bumper and my hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're still making parts. That car is old as shit, you know?
All right. I'm going to have to do that.
And especially, like, common cars like that, you know, like the Cutlass. Everybody bought Cutlass back in the 70s, the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wanted a 442, you know? Like, that's what had the Cutlass popping forever. Mm-hmm. And so, You know, like there's gonna be plenty of parts. GM is real cool about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get on that shit. I'm definitely gonna have to do that, bro. Cause when I get on that shit, bro, I'm not gonna really like repaint it or nothing, son. I'm gonna just like not repaint it like at all, but like until I get everything straight under the hood. Cause I'm gonna try to keep. I've been thinking about if I'm gonna just fix it up and sell it, but I kind of wanna keep that bitch.
Bro. I wouldn't sell it.
That's why I was thinking.
Sit on it.
That's why I was thinking.
Especially for that price, sit on it.
Sit on it. I thought about this shit, bro.
Just keep it clean, bro. Keep it covered.
Yeah, bro, that's what I was saying, bro. That's what I was asking at the crib. You had, like, four car spaces. Because I'm going to have to keep that bitch in. Covered it. But anyway, what's up? You had anything happen? You been seeing in the news and shit like that?
Well, you know, I live out in, you know, that ville. And, yeah, man, it's getting bad, bro. What y'all doing? Man, y'all need to get with the time. Stop killing each other, man.
Wait.
You know where I live, man. You know where I live.
I'm trying not to laugh, cause it's not funny, son.
It's not.
It's not funny at all, bro. Y'all need to stop killing, bro.
I ain't gonna tell y'all what ville. It's somethingville though. But
everybody in this room know exactly what the fuck you talking about.
But bro, you know, look, man, y'all gotta stop killing each other, man. What the fuck, man?
Look, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, because that just came to mind. Sauce Walker, artist Rizzo. I don't know if you heard of Rizzo.
Yeah. All
right, if y'all don't know who Sauce Walker is, y'all, it's a rapper from Houston. He a businessman, does all type of shit for Houston and
the
everything.
Sauce
he,
Familia,
yeah,
man.
The Sauce Familia, the Sauce Factory, all that shit, that's what they do. But anyway, he have buku artists, you know what I'm saying? One of his artists is Rizzo. And if y'all familiar with Maxo Cream, you know what I'm saying? The Cream Game. Yeah, I knew he was going to be interested. I'm glad you said what you said. Oh, man. Rizzo and Maxo Cream got into a fist fight.
Into a fist fight? No,
yes,
way.
I am not lying.
Is there video?
Yes, there is video.
Oh, man, please show me this video right now.
I'm not going to show it to you right now. I'm going to show you to after the show.
I want to watch it right now and I'll play the audio.
All right, I got you. All right, I'm going to look at it right now.
This is close to home, man. This down the road.
Yes. Rizzo. And Maxo Cream got into a fist fight. But really how it was on some positive shit though, bro. Like they yeah, they was like, look, bro, like we had a disagreement. We squabbled and we ended it like men and we cool, you know what I'm saying? Cream Gang or Cream Click or whatever the fuck they call themselves, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you see from the video yourself. Me personally, from what I saw, Maxo.
Oh, dude, I
that's a big nigga, bro. And you, if you seen Rizzo, son.
I know.
I'm not saying Rizzo a slanky nigga or nothing like that. He just compared to Maxo, bro.
So yeah. Is this like a...
Come on, dude.
This weird, bro.
I'm not lying, son.
Because they both from different kind of, you know...
Maxo Cream from what, Dallas?
No,
he from Houston?
They both from Houston, but they repping something different.
Yeah, he from Cream Click and another dude TSF.
Nah, I didn't mean that, but you know, look.
Oh, yeah, one Crip, one.
Yeah.
I don't even think Rizzo blood, bro. He might be, but I don't know.
Yeah, by association.
Yeah, by association, yeah.
We ain't gonna put that on nobody, but you know, by association.
I don't know, bro. I ain't never seen him claim blood, but I don't know.
TSF.
Yeah.
We getting with the times. It's good. We ain't been talking about
it. I don't know, son, but hold up. Let me see. It's like it's two clips. You want to see both of them, or you want? They got a lot out now. When I first saw it, I just had one.
Just put one. I don't care. Let me see what you got.
I'm gonna put this one. This one is it's blurry though. You see it?
Max got the shirt off.
Yeah, that nigga flabby than a motherfucker. Son.
Why he running away?
Son, back it up. Start it over, son. Start it all the way over, man. Look at this shit. If y'all don't know, send them niggas really scrapping, bro. Like,
yeah,
if y'all don't know,
really
bro,
getting in it. Maxo putting them licks on him, man.
Bro, people that's listening, go on YouTube, type in Maxo Cream. That's M-A-X-O. He spelled cream with a K. What's he?
Cream with a K.
That's what I thought.
It's kicks, like shoes.
Yeah,
kicks move everything around me.
Yeah, and then Rizzo versus Rizzo, and like three videos will pop up. You can have a pick of the choice.
They're like fighting dead in the middle of like a group of people too. Like
yeah, son, that was son. It was TSF and Cream Click, son. That was both they people, son. Like both they gang, son. Maxo Cream people and TSF was there, son. And they let them squabble, bro. And let them do what they had to do, you know what I'm saying? Because they had a disagreement and they just squabbled and they was cool after that. Sauce Walker was shouting out Maxo and Maxo was shouting out Sauce Walker and Rizzo. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas was talking about guns down, you know what I'm saying? Put the fists up, y'all pussy niggas scared to get your ass beat, but you ready to go catch a murder case, all type of shit. Like, they was on some positive shit about that, bro. Like, you know. Like
yeah, I see that everybody like hugging and shit.
Yeah, son. Like they was good on some positive shit. You know what I'm saying about this shit. Like, bro, if you got a problem with me, then we can
that's
fight.
That's wild, bro.
Be cool after and make peace afterwards. Yeah, man.
And I mean, you know, you from out there.
Yeah, I'm from out there. Well, for a short time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying you got family out there. You understand what it's like out
there.
Yeah,
they be cutting up in Texas. They really do. The nigga be shooting shit and all type of shit, bro. They had one look. I ain't gonna say no names or nothing, but I had a homeboy, son. But my homeboy's close homeboy that he grew up with, son, was a, like, I ain't gonna say church going boy. All he did was, like, smoke weed and little shit like that. He didn't really do nothing, you know what I'm saying? That nigga went to Texas.
He come back straight.
Gangster, nigga. Doing home invasions, nigga. Shooting shit, nigga. Robbing, nigga. Yeah. Jacking, nigga. Or anything he can get his hands into, son. And I asked him, the nigga got like 666 tatted on his neck and shit and all type of other shit. Like, the nigga when he went down this and they turned his ass out, the nigga turned to a whole gangster, you know, man. And then I asked him, I was like, bro, what happened? He's like, son, he just went to Texas, bro. That's all I could tell you, bro.
He just went to Texas.
I'm like, self-explanatory. Like, cause Texas is so big, bro.
Yeah.
It's hard. In Louisiana, bro, Louisiana's small. You know everybody, you know what I'm saying? And Texas is so big,
yeah.
So you meet different people all the time, you know what I'm saying? And it's hard to get caught doing shit out there because it's so fucking big.
There's so many people.
You know what I'm saying? It's so many people. Yeah. So you don't have, and then like weed charges is misdemeanor, bro. You can get caught with a P. That's a misdemeanor, son.
Yeah, Texas is kind of weird about that because they want to keep their shit in the state. You know?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you get caught with a pound of weed in Texas. I ain't promoting nothing, y'all. We ain't promoting shit. I'm just saying these are the laws.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? A pound of weed.
First thing first.
It's a misdemeanor.
First thing first. Hey. First thing first. You do not want to get pulled over in Texas with weed. I'm letting you know right now. Don't do it.
Don't get pulled over with weed nowhere, honestly. And don't smoke where it's illegal, y'all. Don't do that. We don't promote that. Go somewhere where it's legal and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But.
Don't never get pulled over in Texas with weed. That's a pain in the ass.
Bro, my sister. Her ex-husband, he got pulled over, nigga. They stomped that shit in the grass.
In H-Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like driving across Texas?
Of course. Mm-mm. Of course, I'm lost. I'm high.
He said he high.
But anyway, yeah. Of course, it's traveling state lines, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, they're going to be hot, heavy on your ass, you know what I'm saying?
You know, they got Border Patrol, everything out there now, bro.
Exactly, son. Especially doing this corona shit too. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't really say it versus in the city. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying like it's better to get caught with some weed right there in fucking H-Town rather than fucking being like, you know, in the middle of like fucking nothing.
I have to say this for the people that don't know, my boy, our people in here, Matt that's in here, he wanted to know, was the dude white? That was
which
my,
one?
My sister's ex husband when he got pulled over and they stomped the weed.
No. Yeah.
He just light skinned it.
He just light skinned it. I hope your sister hears this. She gonna love it.
He just light skinned it.
She gonna love it, man. So, I got a question.
What's your question?
I got a question.
What's your question, bro?
I got a motherfucking question.
I cracked myself up. Go ahead.
Does anybody know anything about this stimulus?
The second one?
Yeah, the second one.
Man, he heard like three people told him, like a few people told me.
Okay, I don't know how many people told you. Before, I'm going to say it like this.
What?
I don't fuck with politics. I don't never put the shit on the show. This is just about some common knowledge shit that we getting with the times.
Yeah,
it's going to be about this money that we trying to get. All right. Now, y'all tell me what y'all got to tell me.
What you mean?
Like, tell me what y'all heard.
What I heard about the stimulus check?
Yeah, I guess. Y'all ain't seen it on the news or something.
No. Phil for real.
Yeah,
he told me he get news on his phone, and he said it was supposed to get another stimulus check. And then I heard from somebody else. Well, I heard they asked me. Well, Matt asked me, did I hear it? And I was like, yeah. And then somebody else asked me, they're like, didn't you hear we're supposed to get another one? And I was like, no. But somebody else told me about it.
But that's all you know about it?
Yeah, it's just I've never heard nobody. I only had one person told me we were supposed to get it, and that was Phil's. But even then, he was like, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you what I heard, and the only reason I asked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday they was doing, the shit was going through the House. It went through the House yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to go through the Senate now.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly what they proposing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you make enough or you don't make enough, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do the same thing with the stimulus. Y'all going to get $1,200 a person.
Yeah.
Now, for when you had children or dependents, mm-hmm. you know, it was like, I think, $500 to $600
mm-hmm.
per person.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to do like $1,200 per person in the household.
Damn.
Supposedly. I don't know.
I don't care. I don't got no kids.
I don't know if they're going to get all that. I think they said they're going to extend the unemployment for those that are getting unemployment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then something about like kind of like a hazard pay or whatnot for like medical workers and
all
stuff.
All I want to know is if we going to get that motherfucker. If we getting it,
because you know,
that's
like,
all I need to know.
Like, man, it's hard, bro. I work two jobs.
That's what I'm saying. All I need to know, bro, I'm trying to move out and get right, bro. I don't want to do this. You know what I'm
but it's like, I work two jobs. You know what I'm saying? I drive pretty far for those jobs, y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of shitty, bro. Like, you know, a little $1,200 just didn't help. But like, man, bills. You know what I'm saying? Bills expensive.
Bro, I got
and
you.
And then, you know, it's like, if they gonna help us out, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I've been working this whole time, exposed to, you know, these old people and everything. Like, yeah, some of them old people got sick. One of our people died. You know what I'm saying? But like, that was it. Like,
dads?
Yeah, one of
off corona.
Yeah, like, we had like two or three people get sick and
die of corona.
One of them died of corona, bro. A real cool man that I had actually met. You know, like,
you touched him?
No.
Okay, good. No. All
right. But I'm saying, like,
I mean, you got tested anyway.
You know, like, I knew who he was, and like a week later he was dead. That shit wild, man. So, you know, like,
they was thinking about it like the dealer's parking lot.
We've been around this, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like, you know, if they are gonna send something, and they need to send something to everybody that's working, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's had to work through this. Cause like they put in all kind of, you know, like even you guys, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all have been put through enough. Y'all gotta wear masks and everything, sanitize everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's been kind of shifted, you know. Maybe y'all didn't even get as much hours as you usually get, you know. And it's kind of
to be honest, bro.
Oh no, I know for you it's not different, but for some people,
I ain't got no job.
What I'm saying for some people it's different, you know.
I ain't got no job. I lied, bro. I'm broke. I need unemployment.
I need some unemployment.
I ain't got no job. So can somebody sign up unemployment for me? If you a fan, sign me up. I'm about to have an OnlyFans too, bro. It's just gonna be me eating bananas and cheese. So please sign up. $25. No, it's gonna be 25 cents a month. I'm gonna just be eating cheese and bananas and bagels on OnlyFans. So please sign up. It's 25 cents a month. You think I'm bullshitting? I do it. I just be sitting on the couch eating the bagel.
This dude.
I'm probably gonna set up one just to do that, just to see if I can make some bread off that, and I'm gonna promote that.
What's
on
wrong
the show
with this generation, bro?
I'm about to download the app right now.
Hey, what's wrong with this generation, bro?
I don't know, but I'm about to make some money off eating,
you know,
bagels.
Hey, man, back when we was younger, man, like, girls were scared to send you pictures of themselves. Now I was like, hey,
yeah, bro,
you know, here's,
dude,
a website,
hey,
where you can buy my shit.
Bro, did you see E's post? That nigga said hoes used to cry when they get exposed.
Oh,
videos.
Yeah,
now they making OnlyFans,
like,
pages, bro.
Yeah, that shit's right. Wow.
Dude,
like,
they used to cry,
come
when
on,
they, when they sex tapes get the reason. Now they send them out for fucking $50 a month.
You know, are you there? People changing your minds all the time, man. Come on now. Nah, man. I mean, I guess.
For real.
Because, like, there's somebody for everybody.
Look, everybody
there's
that's listening,
everybody.
Go to the Twitter. I think it's, I forget our name on Twitter. Let me look it up. Because I'm really gonna set me up an OnlyFans page, and I'm gonna just be eating, and I'm gonna just be eating shit. And I would hope y'all subscribe, pay 25 cents to watch me eat shit. You can even send shit in. I'm gonna put it on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me look up what our Twitter shit is. It's loading right now.
I'm in a group on Facebook, guys. I'm not gonna tell you what the name of it is, cause like, man, it done blowed up, you know. But I'm in a group where people be sharing all kind of like stupid shit and memes, you know what I'm saying?
I hope I blow up.
And bro, like, there's a group contest, a monthly group contest for face stuff, and they, you know, they make a winner or whatever. These people's like shoving shit in their mouth. Look, this girl that started the shit, one of the moderators, son, look her mouth like this. Donuts, ooh, fucking pencils.
Yeah, stick this dick in her mouth like a donut.
No, I didn't see donuts. Nigga, we gonna smoke,
we gonna roll up.
I didn't see all kind of people shove all kind of different shit in their mouth. We don't condone violence. I don't roll like up. Once a month.
I'm not a street nigga.
But it's like once a month, dude, they just do a whole shit post of everybody stuffing shit in their mouth. Like, that shit's nasty. Wild. Other than that, it's a bunch of raunchy shit from Houston.
Oh, yeah, y'all. The name of the Twitter is Get With The Times, of course. But y'all can do at @suave_Fredo. I'm going to put a post on there that say, would y'all not pay 25 cents a month? Or would you pay 25 cents on the month?
Would you would? He said, would you would?
Would you would pay 25 cents? Come on, man. I need some funds out here, bro.
I need some
funds. You
know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
It's 25 cents. And then
I'm going to start a Black Sheep GoFundMe.
No, I'm gonna put it on Only. I'm gonna be the only nigga on OnlyFans eating bagels, nigga. That's history, nigga. What you mean?
They probably got some eating bagels, but they getting fucked.
No, I'm gonna be sitting on the couch with a bagel with the raisins in it, with some cream cheese, and just watching Netflix or something. 25 cents.
Playing the video game.
And every time you like
no porn.
Every time you just like eat something spur of the moment, like say you know you're at work and you grab something and you eat it, you gotta film it and put
yes.
it on there.
Yes. Yes, bro.
Food porn.
Yes,
super,
exactly.
Super
extravagant. That's the real food porn. Yes, people gonna nut. I watching me eat a po' boy. Yes, I said it.
That's
po'
scary.
Boys are gonna.
Hey,
po' boys.
Hey, as long as it's making money, right? Y'all seen that video?
That's kind of gay.
Y'all seen that video of that dude talking about? Gay. Hey, you seen the dude?
Corn Hub.
This dude tripping. You seen the video that dude? He's talking shit and he's like. He's like, no, it don't make you gay if you if you sucking dick. He's like, it's not the action that makes you gay. It's the thought of it, you know. He's like, if you suck that dick because you wanted to suck that dick, you did it. But if you got paid some money, like $1 billion, like you know, because they're talking about, you know, would you suck dick for $1 billion or whatever? He's like, if you wouldn't do it for money, you know. He's like, what's wrong with you? Like that's you do it for money, then it ain't gay.
Nigga, yes it is. That is homosexual, bro. I'm sorry.
We ain't gonna get enough.
In my book, yeah. Some people be like, no, it's not, because the definition of homosexuality is when you have attraction to another same thing. Because that's how they sound. But it's attraction to the same thing. It's like, bro, if you stick another nigga dick in your mouth, nigga, you gay. I'm sorry. You could hate me. You could ridicule me. A lot of people ridicule me, hate me for my stance on that shit. I have no problem with gay people. One of my old friends, shout out to Cassie Cutie. That nigga used to be a whole dude back in the day. Nigga, he a whole lady now. And that's my nigga though. You hear me? When he show up, he pull up to mom's crib. We, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, yeah, we chill, drink a little something, chill, watch a movie with moms. Because when he was little, his mom used to work at Chili's overnight because she was a manager.
Yeah.
So he would stay over at the crib with me and moms when we had an apartment. We had a one-bedroom apartment. So he would stay with us, you know what I'm saying, when his mom would be overnight. So he damn near like family, you hear me? So I don't have no problem if you living like that, you know what I'm saying? But nigga, you know what I'm saying? If it walk like a duck and it look like a duck and it quack like a duck, nigga, it's a motherfucking duck. That's all I got to say. I went duh.
Freddy.
I went there.
Well, in other news.
Huh?
I said, well, in other news.
In other news,
what up with this fucking weather, bruh?
Actually, we're supposed to rain like this for the next week. For the people that's not in Louisiana, we've been experiencing bad rain for like the past 3 days.
Shit, it's happening all over, man. It's happening all over. I think they got a hurricane that just formed like
makes sense.
By Florida and shit.
Makes sense. It's the summer.
Yeah. Hitting hard already, man. It's been hot too.
Yeah, bro. Been sweating balls.
It's been hot.
Sweating balls at work.
Man, we went to the beach a while back.
You went to Alabama, right?
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh man,
I forgot to ask you about that.
It's pretty damn nice.
It was nice.
It's pretty damn nice.
I ain't gonna even ask you. I'm talking to you off camera.
That water was cold. That water was cold, but it wasn't like cold. It just felt good. You know what I'm saying? It was so hot. This shit felt good.
See, that's the thing about
kind of snuck into Florida the back way. You know what I'm saying? They had to get stopped by the, you know.
I don't know what he talking about, y'all.
Only went like, you know, 10 miles into Florida. Seen that they Newports was like $8 and some change, and I was like, ha, no, I'm going back to Alabama.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Newports was high.
You said that was what?
It was like $8.40 or something like that.
You dead serious?
Dead serious. That's how much. That's what it said. That's what it said on the little sign.
No, I lied at 13.
Yeah, they're like 13 in Cali. Depending on where you at, fucking they expensive. They expensive some places. Yeah,
I'm so glad I quit smoking Joes. Because if I was still smoking Joes and I went to California and I had to pay $13 for a fucking
Washington,
the
syntax is so expensive, bro. You don't want to buy alcohol and fucking and cigarettes. Yeah, you're fucking better off just buying some weed.
How much is the alcohol out there? Just
it's just like it'd be a decent price, but it's like the tax is higher. You gotta go to a liquor store. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had some shit behind the counter. Like Louisiana, bro.
They had some shit behind the counter at the store. I was like, man, you ain't got no liquor back there, you know? And she's like, we got this. It's malt beer thing or whatever. Like, and it's, bro, it's like fucking, I don't know, dog. It was, I guess you could compare it to like Mad Dog or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just opened it and smelled it. I was like, no, I'm not drinking that. Nope. No, that shit was expensive itself. Like that's wild, bro. Like for a little, you know, a little ass bottle.
And how much was it again?
Oh, probably like $12-13 for that little ass bottle, boy.
No, bro. So how much you think they be charging for the Henny or the whiskey, bro?
Let's see.
If you had to guess.
No. I'm just trying to think because I've been to like the grocery store and shit, but beer and whatnot. Say like you bought a 12 pack of beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say it would be regularly like fucking 20 something bucks here, right? Okay. You know, what is that? Like a 12 pack would be like 20 bucks, right? Like some Bud Light, right? Say you go up to Washington,
mm-hmm.
You go into like the regular grocery store, right? You're going to pay like $30 to $36 for a fucking little case of beer, you know what I'm saying? Like it's almost not worth it. They said they got some counties, I think, that are a little bit cheaper, maybe, like, that they drive up to, or some people, like, drive to, like, Oregon or whatever, you know.
Might as well.
Shout
out my bro out there in Oregon. Shout out Red Star Genetics.
Oregon has no sales tax.
What?
Bro.
You serious?
Everybody has a job. Their unemployment rate is so low because, like, you have to have somebody pump your gas in most places in Oregon.
I love that. That makes me want to go live there.
Like, somebody has to pump your gas.
I love that, son. I love it, son, because that keeps more jobs and it keeps the community flowing and keeps everybody happy, son.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't understand why every state can't fucking do that.
Hey, and Oregon is fucking beautiful, bro.
Bro, like I said, man, shout out Red Star Genetics, bro. I got people out there in Oregon. Love that, the good people. And they send me videos of how it looks, the forest and the mountains, and they send it all to me, though. It's awesome, bro.
I've driven through Oregon twice. I've driven through Oregon twice.
Wow.
And
it was nice.
Yeah, it was fucking very nice.
Bro, the stuff he sends me that's in Oregon, bro.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Gorgeous, bro. It's gorgeous, bro. I told him, I'm like, nigga, you make me want to move out there. He's like, man, if you want to move out there, man, move out there, bro. It ain't nothing to it but to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, I don't know. But I ain't going to hesitate. If I get some money, I might move out there. Because that no sales tax thing, that makes me want to move out there so much more. Like, it really does. That's like, nice.
You're not supposed to, but, you know, when we were driving through from, like, Washington coming back down,
mm-hmm.
You stop in Oregon and, like, stock up on cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't got no tax on them.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That nigga really said that. No, I feel you. I probably do the same thing, bro.
You don't remember that being a thing, like in like older style movies, like movies that are set in like the '80s and stuff, like fucking. I think it might even been like on like maybe like a Ninja Turtle movie or something, like something that we would have seen, you know, growing up, like people getting in trouble for trafficking cigarettes, like me having like truckloads of fucking cigarettes and be like, these are illegal cigarettes.
I know what you're talking
about.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
And that's kind of like the same thing, you know, like you're not supposed to buy cigarettes. Like, there are people that do that kind of shit. They go to states like that, buy truckloads of cigarettes, you know, and bring them back.
They bought like, we hustling, bitch. We hustling.
I don't see any need for it. Now, I guess maybe because everything's going up, tobacco prices. Maybe it's maybe it should be a new trend.
Boy, you know,
give it the times.
I got them cartons
all
for
$10.
I got them cartons for $10. Half cartons for $8.
Bro, I wish, bro.
For real?
That would be nice.
I'm serving it. Which one? If you want the new parts, it's $12 for the whole thing. And it's $8 for the half. Oh, you want them cools? We got them cools too. That's $17.
Oh no, man! You gotta add a little 25 cent extra for them.
$17.25
for them hundreds.
$17.25. If you want them looses, it's 10 cents a loose. Yo, when's the last time you went to the hood and got a loose?
When I lived in Bureau.
I mean, that was a while ago, but that wasn't too that long ago.
You just walk to the store and buy a couple of them every day.
Damn.
Like back when I wouldn't smoke much.
Last time I ever seen somebody buy a fucking loose cigarette, bro. Dude,
people weird in Texas, about that. Bro.
That nigga would sell looses for like 50 cents a fucking joint.
Oh, no, nah, man.
I swear, bro.
25 all day. And get out of here.
Bro, then it went up to 75 cents a joint.
Yeah, I know how it'd be.
It was that boy said 50 cents a Joe.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is you talking about? You might as well buy the whole pack of cigarettes. He's like, then buy the whole pack of cigarettes, then, man. He like, fuck.
Like, them little Arabian dudes.
They'll fuck around, take the fucking loses.
My thing is like, I don't know, man. You get 20 fucking. Well, I don't know, because that's only $5 if you're getting 25 cents a cigarette. Think about that.
True.
So 50 cent, I mean, like, yeah.
But that's high for a loose, man.
Yeah.
That's one cigarette.
Man, 33 cent.
No, quarter.
That way, three cigarettes is $1.
Man, I need this quarter, man. Give me that cigarette, bro.
But I'm saying it's only $5.
I know, but.
Like, for some cheap cigarettes, yeah.
No, I'm broke.
Like, I'm thinking about, so when I lived in BR, right? When I go to the store,
yeah.
Man knew I smoked Newport, you know, but he also knew I smoked Kool too.
Yeah.
You know, usually they sell you like a cool or something like that. You know, sometimes you might catch a cheap cigarettes or whatever. But like, usually if they sell the loosies, they're going to sell like some cools or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, dude would always have cools. But he had like a little pack of Newports on the side. And he still selling me them Newports for 25 cents a piece.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's that love right there.
I used to fuck with them people, man. I went check them out last time I was in BR. Mm-hmm. I went out there when I was building that fence. I went check them out, and man, homeboy that worked in there popped somebody in the store or something, you know what I'm saying? Because they was trying to rob him or something. And yeah.
Oh, so my then, God.
Bro, it was some wild shit, but they lost their liquor license for it.
No.
Yeah, so I went in there, son, all the coolers empty, the whole behind the thing empty and shit. So
how he lose his liquor license? Because somebody tried to rob him and he popped him.
Cause homeboy wasn't supposed to be in there doing the things that they was doing, you know. I ain't gonna talk on it, but
okay, we're gonna talk.
They was doing some things they shouldn't have been doing.
We're gonna talk off the show. We're gonna see.
It's good.
Yeah, because I want to know about that.
But yeah, man. I mean, Lucy's, man. Like, I wish 25 cents piece. Every store, but they sketchy about it sometimes, you know, like in Lafayette, for sure.
It's illegal to do this shit.
I understand, but it's like, man, just because I'm white don't mean you can't sell me a damn loose cigarette. Like,
yes, you do. You look like the feds.
Man, I remember being in Macomb, be like, man, I want a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be like, yeah, the little store right there sell loose cigarettes. I go in there and be like, man, let me get two cigarettes. We don't sell two cigarettes. I said, what you mean, man? People just told me I come in here and get a damn loose cigarette. Nope, no loose cigarettes here. Try the store down the road. Going out when I'm like, man, the store down the road told me come check y'all out about a loose cigarette.
They like, they're still probably like, these motherfuckers really ratted me out like that. These bitch ass niggas really like, told this man to come over here and get some. Oh, to slap the.
But it's like, you know, man, sell me a damn loose cigarette, please.
All this time they feuding. Mike's like, bro, I want a cigarette, bro. I'm not the feds, bro.
Supposedly by my house they be selling them now. Or like they've been selling them, but like it's at the little store I don't go to.
Big Boy don't sell Lucy's?
I don't have a Big Boy by me. I don't have a Big Boy by me.
I'm just saying in general. Like, have you ever been to Big Boy?
I've been there, but I didn't know they had loose cigarettes. If they do,
I don't know.
I'd assume maybe.
I thought so.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I feel like they'd be pretty legit for how kind of big they are. And Lafayette, everybody knows what Big Boy is.
I mean, I don't know.
That's kind of a staple of Lafayette.
Probably not. They're probably more official, son. I feel like them A-Rabs and them about their money, son. Pakistanis or whatever they are, bro. No offense, but they cool. I like, yeah, they about their money.
They be following them rules.
Yeah, they follow rules. They should really.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, Mike. I cannot do that.
You was getting mad at me earlier. Talk about. Look at your ass. But that's how they be. So I'd be like, bro, can I remember one time I came in there and I wanted to use my card, but I wanted to buy like a soda or something like that. And I didn't want to break 100 because all I had was hundreds on me. You know what I'm saying? I tried to use my card. He's like, no, you have to buy more. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, bro, all I have is hundreds. You can't. It's like, I can break 100.
It's illegal to do that though.
What?
They don't want to pay the credit card, you know, price.
Oh, that's why they don't.
Yeah, yeah. They make you spend like $5 at some stores. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? $5 minimum. You know.
Yeah.
But it's because like they don't want to have to pay like the percentage on the on the credit card tax. You know what I'm saying? Like not, it's not necessarily a tax, but like the credit card company, like the people from the machine or whatever, they be pulling money.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but
it's illegal for them to do that though. They can't refuse
the
you.
The bar literally made. And I needed the drinks because I needed something to drink, bro. And I'm not driving all the way down. I said, fucking break the 100, bro. They broke the 100.
A lot of places won't even fucking break 100.
Bro, the reason why he broke it, son, because he denied me my card, bro. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is all I need. Just let me pay for this. Hey, never mind. He's my homeboy. Matt just said he broke him 100 too. But look, them niggas will break your 100 before they let you pay under the 5. That's real shit, bro.
Because they know the hustle's around there.
Like, that nigga really, like, bro, I walked out of that bitch for, like $98 and some change because I only had, like, a dollar and some fucking drink. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, like.
Buying a dollar Faygo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was something, like, it was a cheap-ass drink. I just needed something to drink. You know what I'm saying? I just needed something to drink. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that boy did me that.
Well, man. You know what time it is?
What time it is?
Man, I think it's story time.
Story time. Do I have
story man, time? See, do
I have story? What kind of story you want to hear? I told you I had you on this time. What kind of story you think I should tell? Let me think. I don't know, bro. Give me some ideas, bro.
At band camp.
Man, I'm trying to think. Ooh, I can tell you a story today, nigga. I was about to go off on a man at work, you hear me?
Oh, you know what no,
yeah, man. Matt seen this shit. Man, give me the motherfucking cold shoulder, nigga.
What happened?
And I ain't even do nothing. What look, happened? I'm gonna tell y'all something, bro. And I want y'all to motherfucking listen, bro.
What you got?
Stop taking out your anger on the people in the front of the house, bro. In restaurants, they not making your food. They ain't got X-ray vision to cook your food quicker. If anything, you should walk your ass in the back and start yelling at the cooks. You heard me? Because I'm tired of y'all stressing out the front of the house. You heard me? Huh? Yeah. Well, Matt just said you just need to shut the fuck up and go somewhere else. But I'm just trying to be reasonable. But anyway, here go the story. Bro, we sold 15 dozen crabs today.
In one order?
No, and oh, just okay. All day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Constantly, bro. Two dozen. 15 dozen crabs, bro.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And then when these people was ordering this shit, we had run out of potatoes, bro. You know, when you boil that shit.
I already know.
So we had to wait, bro. I told people like 35 minutes. They get there in 35 minutes. It's not ready because there's a whole bunch of orders in front of them. They're like, one woman's like, 35 minutes ago, tell me it would be ready. I'm like, but what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And then, but anyway, back to this dude. I told him on the phone.
Would you like me to tell you an hour and a half? You know, would you like me to tell you an hour and a half?
But I told him.
You can come pay for it. You can sit in your car and wait for it to be ready.
Because I was, our manager told us, look, it's going to be this long. So when he called, I gave him the rundown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told him it's going to be a while because we backed up and yada, 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 yada. He made a big ass order anyway. He ordered like 2 dozen, 6-piece, 3-piece. I remember this shit. And like 2 pounds of fucking shrimp, nigga. And some other shit. And anyway, we made his shit. But we finished the kitchen shit first. And then we was trying to get to the boiler shit. We end up getting it. I get it together. I give it to him. I'm like, here you go, sir. He's like, this. And he didn't even say anything. He just looked at me. And just looked at the food. And was like, this belongs to me. And I'm like, yes, sir. This is your order. And he's like, okay. Then he tells his daughter, let's go. And then he starts grabbing the food. I'm like, I hope you have a good day. He's like, I'm like, I hope you enjoy your food. And he just didn't say nothing and just grabbed the food and then walked out.
Take your no tan line having ass out of here.
Like, I wanted to be like, you know what, bitch? You can take, you know what? I hope he listen. I hope his daughter, whoever he know, listen to this show so you can tell this nigga. He was bald, by the way. No discrimination against bald people.
White, huh?
Yes, he's a white man.
But I'm saying, no, not even a sunburn, fucking a slight tan.
No, he had sunburn a little bit. Yeah.
That's what you get for being bald.
But anyway, this is what I want to say. Nigga, take them 2 dozen spiked crabs and shove them up your ass, bro.
Oof.
And then you can take the shrimp, because we spiced them whole.
Oof the whole bag.
We can, you. I hope they did not enjoy it.
I hope they was empty.
I hope all them crabs was empty and we overcooked the fuck out your shrimp. And then I hope that them 6 pieces, I ain't gonna lie, the 6 pieces and the 3 pieces was looking delicious.
I hope it was all delicious. I just hope them crabs and them shrimp was just a little too spicy and you had to shit real quick. And it was not unpleasant when you know. And I hope your bald ass got some hemorrhoids for fucking with my best friend like that.
And kidney stones.
Can't believe. Yeah, man, no, don't wish no kidney stones, bro. That shit
kidney
rough.
Kidney stones, piss rocks, nigga. Ugh. Piss and kick rocks, nigga. Said
piss rocks.
Piss and kick rocks, ow, nigga. I said that. You want a cold shoulder to me? I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna wish some bad shit on you. The only thing I probably won't wish on you is death or jail.
But you gonna wish it?
I wish herpes on your ass, nigga. Nigga, I wish herpes on your ass, nigga. It depends on what you did to me. I wish herpes on you. I wish motherfucking. You seen the blue waffle? I wish that on a bitch. I ain't gonna lie. I said it. It's recorded. Recorded. Perfect. Man, that story turned into a damn rage let out. Since we talking shit about restaurant, I'm putting it out there. I love my employer. They know, turn that damn off, bro. They know, bro. A whole customer called the phone saying and cursed me out over some shit I didn't even make.
Son. I remember that.
I was in the kitchen the whole time. I remember son, that. Making nothing but kitchen orders.
He called and cussed
you out. And then we all pick up the phone. So, you know, when we can, when others in the jam, you pick up the phone. If you can. If you can, you know, your hands full, you know what I'm saying? Just get it.
It could be anybody answering the phone when you call.
Yeah. So it was just everybody was busy. So I answered the phone. This dude's talking about, I ordered, what did a nigga order?
Some shrimp.
Some crawfish or something. No, it was like
that shrimp. This is the worst shrimp I ever bought. And I was selling shrimp as you told me what the dude told me.
I don't remember what it was, but the dude was basically saying, I wasted my money on this shit. It was crawfish too. Remember, because you said it was that it had to be that dude, that preppy looking dude.
Yeah,
because
he was an asshole when he walked into you.
But anyway, he bought like crawfish and shrimp.
I know exactly who it was, motherfucker.
Yeah. but yeah, the dude was talking about like, yeah, my crawfish was hard to peel. I couldn't eat it at all. The shrimp was just overcooked and bad. had. It was just the most horrible thing. I wasted all my money on this. I spent like $58 on this. I'm wasting all my money. I want my motherfucking money back. How the fuck did you sell me this shit? I'm coming right now.
He said, I'm on my way right now.
He said, I'm on my way right now.
We closed the store. We closed the store and sat out front waiting for that motherfucker to show up. We waiting a good minute.
That
look,
man,
hey,
that,
boy, we
that
was
man
smoking.
Went off
we was
man
sitting
said,
in the car
right
smoking
now.
After
said,
work,
okay.
said, waiting on this motherfucker to pull up.
I was so mad that night. I was, Lord, I don't. I'm not a very violent person, but I don't mind swinging with a nigga.
Yeah.
I'm not a violent person.
Just know you
want to
holler at somebody
really
on the phone that you don't even know.
Here, but
come on,
that
man.
Night, I was hoping that nigga came down to Dax, bro, because I was really, damn, I said, well, never mind. Y'all take that back. We don't work. Anyway, if he would have really came down, yeah, he would have came down to Dix. Yeah, we would have beat the hell out of his
bro,
ass.
Dix closed. Did y'all see that? They closed down.
See, I told y'all I need unemployment. Y'all sign me up. I ain't got no job. Told you. Closed down.
Yep.
But anyway, but for real, like, I was really waiting for them. Because, dude, it'd be nice where the customers are lovely, man. They are joy to be around.
But
it'd be some nights.
Hey, recently.
They be in rare form, bro.
Recently.
You be wanting to fight a customer. Like,
recently,
real,
I don't know what it's been, but they've been pretty damn great, you know? Like, for the most part,
mm-hmm.
I've been having people are like starting to tip a little bit sometimes.
They tonight
not too much out of the ordinary, but hey, it's been a little better, man. Even on the weekdays, like how was it tonight, man?
We did pretty decent tonight.
Y'all did good?
Tips, man. We made it
work. Except for a little attitude. Even though the food looked good.
Man, I'm tired of people. Don't give me no attitude, man. If you mad, I had another chick, man. She got mad at me because she didn't like the way the crabs was looking. Like, and then look, and here's the kill part. She ordered them before she came.
Hey, look.
And then when we made them and told them that she coming to buy them, she get picky about looking at them. Why didn't you pull up and see if they was what you wanted before you bought them?
You know what I think we should do?
What?
Take the fucking jumbo shit off of the fucking sign. Just put crabs. Like, that's
what we have jumbo crabs.
I think that's what it says. I think it says like extra large or some shit. It's like large, extra large crabs or something on the board. That's what it says. Not on the sign outside, but like on the board.
It's a whiteboard?
On our whiteboard.
Oh, inside?
Yeah, where the prices are. I think it says like extra large or something. That's why people be getting mad about the size of
it. It just says large on there. It just says large.
I just put fucking crab. Boil crab.
They gonna ask
live crab,
bro. They gonna ask regardless.
But I'm saying the size is the size, motherfucker. Buy the price.
No, because
that's the menu.
No,
you don't go to McDonald's and say, "What size is the fucking patty, bud?"
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. you see it on the menu. You see it on the menu. You think it's huge, and you're like, "Fuck yeah, I'm gonna eat that."
And then
like,
you get in as small as fucking, and you want to punch a nigga in the throat.
Bro, they had what was it? A double Big Mac? I was like, man, I was like, how big is that double Big Mac? I was like,
you doing it already.
But look,
you bullshit.
I was like, how big the double Big Mac? I was like, it's kind of ridiculous, you know? That lady was like, what? I said, the Big Mac, man. Is it too big? She said, it's just a Big Mac with an extra patty on it. I said, so why it looks so big on the damn sign, you know, and y'all want to talk all this shit? I was like, you know, a regular Big Mac patty. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get a regular Big Mac anyway. I get a regular Big Mac. Dude, the Big Mac patty's only like fucking this big, you know, like they're super tiny.
Bro, this reminds me of a story, bro, when we was with Phil, bro, and his cousin, bro. This nigga, bro.
But I'm saying, so why you want to pull up on some crabs? What's the size? You know, like, man, you come to a restaurant, you order what they got, and if it's not what you want, like, if you, especially if you eat there often, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, especially if you eat there often, don't be like, oh, well, what's the, you know, well, how much I get with that and this and that, like, bro, like, I know you've come here like 10 times this week, you know, like I've seen you twice in a day, you know, why are you asking me these questions? Or like,
yeah, they have two people come back twice in one day,
you know,
sweat the crack house.
Yeah, like we serving that shit out here, you know.
But real talk, look, let me tell this quick story if
serving
I forget
that's
about
what
it
does.
This is about McDonald's, nigga. It was me and Phil's and his cousin, bro. Phil's was driving, bro, and his cousin was in the passenger side and I was in the back, and he was like, bro, I'm hungry, bro, let's go to McDonald's. Phil's like, fuck it, let's go. Nigga went to McDonald's. That nigga got in the line, son. That nigga cousin said, no, nigga, we ain't waiting in no line. Nigga, drive up to the first window. This nigga drove up to the first window, bro.
this nigga said, oh yeah, I want a double cheeseburger and some fries. and such and such drink. No, he didn't even say the fries. That boy said, I want a double cheeseburger, man, please, with like a high spice or something like that. And they took that nigga order at the first window. Mm. Then we drove to the second window, son. He paid for his food. Then that man said, wait, hold up. Y'all didn't put my fries in here, bro. That nigga never ordered no fries. They's like, oh, I'm so sorry. They took that bag back and put them fries in that bag and gave it back to him, son. That nigga said, thank you. And we pulled off, son. Son, we skipped like 3-4 cars, son, when we did that, son. It wasn't like it wasn't nobody in the, bro, like 3-4 cars that we pulled up behind, son. And that nigga said, nah, fuck that. Pull up to the first window. And that nigga went, we went to the first window and that nigga did all that shit, bro. They took his order, went to the second window, gave him his order. He paid for it, yelled at him for not giving him fries. Then he didn't order, nigga. And they gave it to him and then we drove off.
Damn, bro. Damn.
Boy, I died. That's
a fucking story right there. That's a,
what? Bro, that nigga cousin is a fool, son. I need to think of some of the stuff that this nigga would do when I was with him, son.
Ghost ride whip.
No, that's not that cousin. No, I know. Yeah, that's not that cousin. But
go grab them cousins.
Yeah,
baby.
Son. Boy, cause he brought them nigga in Crowley crazy, boy. Yep. That's where he from is Crowley. Yeah. Son, them nigga in Crowley wild and boy, them nigga do crazy shit out there.
Yep.
But that nigga crazy, bro. But yeah.
Man, I'm so glad that
yeah,
we
I'm
had.
I'm glad we was able to do this episode,
bro,
man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Matt, for sitting in.
Yeah, man. Thank you for anybody listening, man. We really appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Really.
Y'all get with the times.
Get with the time, bro.
We coming back. We coming back.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do that that welcome home. That welcome at home. That homecoming episode I'm talking about.
We're going to talk about that in another episode.
What's the next one? What's the next one? You know who's
going to do it. Man, we're going to have a new one next week.
All right, we gonna try to do that.
Sometime between, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, y'all will have another episode next week.
Yeah, so just be ready, y'all.
We coming back, baby. Get with the times.
Man, put some music on, bro. Take them out, man, to something glorious, man. Do I have to put something else on, bro?
Man, let me get that, you know, and I'm gonna put that on, man.
Go ahead, man. They gotta take us out to something lovely, you hear me? I don't know if you can match up to that Jill Scott, man.
Probably not, but hey.
For people that don't like Jill Scott, you a hoe. Hey, bro, I got something else to say. On stage, she was mimicking a blowjob.
Who?
Jill Scott.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to show it to you after the show.
I'm scared.
It was so sexy.
Nah, I think I got one for you, Fred.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you're going to think about this, really. But I'm hoping that I can...
Do I know it?
You should.
I should?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just kind of going with something that we was talking about, something that's relevant at the time, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, we're going to see what this sound like in a second.
What it's hitting for? I'm trying to see what it's hitting for. You ain't going to tell me who it is?
Ross the Boss, baby.
I tried to let you pussy niggas eat. It's time to put your pussy boys to sleep. Pussy niggas always wanna talk. I'm busy getting pussy like a fucking boss. I smell a pussy from a block away. Let's shoot them pussies from a block away. They wanna see a nigga in the cage. Baby mama garnishing a nigga wage. I just went and got the Chevy spray. Pussy nigga wanna scratch a nigga paint. Pussy nigga wanna see you fall. You know to bring them choppers when you see me call. I tried to let them pussy niggas eat. It's time to make you pussy boys extinct. I took a quarter key to Polk County. All my Central Florida niggas straight body. Broke down the brick, I'm back in Bartow. Bell Glade box Chevy on my car phone. Jayville, I went and bought a condo. Back to the crib where I get it by the car load.
Turn, turn, poop.
turn that down. Please turn me up, turn that down. Listen here, man. I gotta say it before we shoot out. I have to say this, bro. Mike was wrong for that, putting it on there, man. I did not approve of that song that was just played. No disrespect to Rick Ross, but he stole Free Ray Ricky Ross's real name. He used to be a probation officer. And I don't disrespect nobody that's doing that type of lifestyle. But come on, man. I'm going to pray for you, Rick Ross. You in the blessed position, way better than me. You know what I'm saying? But still, bro. No.
All right, man. All right. No. Fine. I'll put on something else.
No. You supposed to put on some Brother Lynch, huh? Some DJ Quick, man. Some damn E-40.
Look, I'm putting on a Currency song. We don't give it the time.
Currency?
Yeah, I'm putting on a Currency song.
You know what? Yeah, we're going to be out after that.
All right. We're going to roll out to the Currency song. All right.
I'm sorry I had to lecture y'all real quick. But listen. It had to be said.
Man, it starts with that box Chevy. All right. I don't give a Ross damn. Is the boss. All right.
He is now, but he also was a probation officer.
Ross the boss.
Probation officer. I had a probation officer.
I understand. Me too. Mine was kind of cool, though.
Mine was cool, too. I ain't gonna lie. He barely came to the crib. All
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all give it the times.
Yeah. Give it the times, y'all. We love y'all. Peace out. Peace and love. And journey. Hope you have something. A safe quarantine.
Catch flights. That life. Yeah. I'm getting hella mail from jail. Niggas telling me to kill it. When they get out, I bring them around some bitches. Should know be how I kick it. American Ninja, major motion picture flipping my remote. Same way I do them hoes. But she already know before she touch my Chevy though. Real nigga, let me make it as clear as my windows. No square shell, enter in the circle of winners. Know I'm prepared for whatever. You know what I've been through. Rear view, clear vision, memories of paid dues. Confined to a runway, thunderstorms came through. But look what it came to. Something that amazes you. Soon as you quit hating and hear what I gotta say to you. Baby blue souls, these white 1196. No retro car came with this. Same year, my Impala with the flow ship. Fodo, suicide, muscle car, chauffeur. Showed it by the chalk, I lied at Russell Stouffer. Brung weed with her whenever I invite her over. Polo sweater, teddy bear, hanging off her shoulder. No care over here, so we put it in the air. Walking around my house, say she wanna fuck everywhere. That's cool, baby, but I just got that pool table. We ain't gotta stay away from it, it's all good. If you wanna get under it, then I guess I could fuck with it. Before I got on this beat, it made out a bucket list. And these bars, I granted this death wish. Legendary layup, jarting with the right left switch. Hang time, hang glide, stir fry, chank it, eye, Shanghai, candy rain, drizzle frame. I ride 87 Corvette, ZR1, took the T-tops off and put them in the trunk, bitch. All gassed up, she been drinking from the pump, that's all bad. Trying to pass, fuck around and crash. Bitches all flip, fools trying to make it last. Emotional luggage, nothing of it, I don't check bags. I just carry on, leave that bullshit in the past. Half rosé, Sean Dunn, OJ in my glass. Mimosa, Testarossa program, Countach curriculum. Doors open like a pendulum, swinging, rocking my jet set emblems. Fool is to serve like Wimbledon, interior cinnamon. The car that I'm sitting in, calm my bad nerves. I call her my Ritalin, just kidding, not peeling, just element twisting. From the earth come the fire in the wind, I'm living, not peeling, just element twisting. From the earth come the fire in the wind, I'm living. From the earth come the fire in the wind, I'm living, yeah.